America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fighter, and he isn't.
All right, here
us.
We go, folks. These are picks for Week 10. Sorry, we were having a conversation off the air that we'll make it onto picks this week.
We'll make it pretty close, given when you started talking.
We are neck and neck. This is the closest we've been at the halfway point ever in picks. Donnie has a one-point lead over Chris Muller and me as we head into the Week 10 games.
Donnie with 32 points. As you all know, games are worth one, except the money ball, which is worth two. And boys, this script has played out before. Mulsey gets behind early and then rallies on the strength of, in this case, two absolute monster weeks in a row. 2 6-point weeks in a row for Mulsey, coming off of a 7-point perfect week for Donnie. 32 for Donnie, 31 for me, 31 for Pony. That means Donnie still is batting leadoff.
And we'll start with an AFC North game tonight. It is in Baltimore, where the Ravens are a 6-point favorite against the Bengals, Don.
I'm going to go with Baltimore here to actually cover this. It feels a little bit steep to me. Divisional game. Cincinnati's offense is playing really well. It could get into a track meet type thing. And I don't think either defense in this case has any track shoes available. So I think a lot of points are going to get scored. I think Baltimore, though, they're going to flex a little bit because it's a primetime game. We know that Lamar gets up big time for these games. He ends up balling out. He's going to look like the MVP. Burrow going to try to keep up with them. I don't think they can quite do so. I'll go Baltimore minus six.
So Burrow kind of a mixed bag in games in Baltimore. A couple of pedestrian games in losses. And one really bad game and a blowout loss. But then he does have one that sticks with me from 2021. They went in there, you guys probably remember this one, they ripped Baltimore 41-17. He just tore them apart, threw for 400-plus yards and three touchdowns. I just got a feeling he's going to do that again, and I'm not even sure that'll be enough to win, but I do think it'll keep it within six.
Ravens, the worst pass defense in the NFL. And they are number one against the run. The thing I like about Cincinnati is they won't even mess around with the run in this game. They'll ask Burrow to throw it 50 times. He's completing 70% of his passes. He's the perfect guy to do it, coming off one of his best games of the year. The 5 touchdowns against Vegas got coaches fired there, although they were on the offensive side of the ball, which really doesn't make sense. So I will take Cincinnati getting more than a field goal. It's 6. I wish it was 7. But I will take the Bengals plus 6 in this matchup in Baltimore because I think that they can absolutely win the game. All right. Next game on the docket for us, Eagles and Cowboys. Jim Nance and Tony Romo will be in Dallas. Cooper Rush will be at quarterback. Mulsey, and Philly is favored by a touchdown on the road.
What did Cooper Rush do the last time he had to go in there and play? He actually was good and competent, and Dallas played like a much more complete game around him. Philly is schizophrenic. Their fans hate Nick Sirianni. They don't even like Saquon Barkley that much because he slid down when he didn't really have to, and they almost gave that game away. Man, they are so much better than Dallas top to bottom. Dallas is still beat the hell up. This is a huge number to lay on the road, but I'm going to do it. Somebody's got to just take Dallas out behind the shed like it's Old Yeller or whatever the hell it is and just put that dog out of its misery.
Old Yeller.
What did they do? Was that
Old Yeller?
Yeah,
I thought
that's what happened to
Old
Yeller.
He got rabies or something.
This is grim. This is on our podcast page.
In third grade, they were making us read books about dogs getting shot in the head.
PETA did not approve of this pick.
Different time back then.
Somebody's got to put the Cowboys down. They are done, man. What are we doing here? Give me Philly minus a 7.
I don't trust him for a second. They should win the game by more. But I'm not a Nick Sirianni guy, especially after they almost left that.
He's 20. An idiot. That's why I immediately feel bad about this pick. He's a complete moron.
Cooper Rush is 5-1 in his career. as a Cowboys starting quarterback, 4-1 a couple years ago when he went in. Now, they can't just say hand the ball off and run it because they don't have the running backs to do it. But they are getting healthier on defense, and that's why I think this game will be closer than a touchdown. I'll take Dallas at home. Donnie?
Maybe I have a soft spot for Philly. I think this team is better than what a lot of people give them credit for. Yeah, the coach is kind of a clown at times, but
I think the whole
operation is better than what the team gets credit for. I think this is going to be a bludgeoning. I think they go in there and win the game by 2 touchdowns or more. I'll go Philly -7.
Wow. Ooh. We got the bludgeoning comment there. Okay.
Pony on an island.
Sunday Night Football. What a game. Lions and Texans. Detroit is a 3.5-point favorite. That is a very weird line to me, given how well Detroit has played all year, the way that they're just
scoring
at will, although they weren't as much in Green Bay because the rain probably messed around a little bit. And Houston has a good record, but they're winning really only one-score games, and the offense has really been hurt by the fact that that offensive line can't protect T.J. Stroud. But it's 3.5, and that makes me think that the oddsmakers believe Houston will either keep this game close or win it. So I'm going to ride with them here and take the Texans +3.5. Looking for Detroit to play its first game where they come down to earth in a long, long time, because right now they look like the best team in the NFL. I'll go with the Texans. Donnie?
This is a tough one. It's a weird one when you look at things. Oh, it seems too easy, like one of those sucker moves. I got fooled into one last week when I picked the Texans to do the job against the Jets on Thursday Night Football. I think Houston is going to want to remind people that they're still around. They're still hanging around. They're not as bad as they've looked over the last couple of weeks. I don't think they win the game. The hook here, I think, is big in this case. We have it at 3.5. I think they can lose the game by a field goal. I'll take them to cover +3.5.
The only thing I can think of, and you guys know I am as in the tank, in the toilet for the Lions as any human being has ever been. The only thing I can think of when I look at Houston and try to break them down statistically that would make this a 3.5-point line and not one bigger for Detroit, their defense has given up less than 300 yards in all but 3 of their games this year. It is the second-ranked total defense in the NFL. Scoring defense, not as good. They've forced some turnovers. But even there, I can't get all the way home. They're great against the pass, best in the league in yards per attempt allowed, but they're 24th against the run. The problem with the Lions is they can do whatever they want and beat you, and just beat the tar out of you. They can run it at you. They can throw it. They can have their running backs throw it. They could probably have Amon-Ra St. Brown throw a couple to Goff if he wanted to. I'm just going to ride with a team that right now looks invincible. Give me the Lions against my better judgment. They'll cover 3.5.
Monday Night Football, Donnie. The Rams are a 1-point favorite against the Dolphins.
I'm going to go with the Rams to cover a small one here. Miami, they showed up last week in a spot where maybe some people didn't think it would happen against Buffalo. They took that game down to the wire, losing by, a 60-plus yard field goal, I think it was, in the end. That game was a near touchdown spread. That was a money ball missed by me, thinking Buffalo would take care of business easily. I do like the energy around the Rams right now. They've seemed to have figured out something. They got guys back healthy. They know that that division is right there for the taking. I think with a small spread at home on Monday night, they'll get it done. Give me the Rams -1.
I think you've got two like mirror image teams here. When they were beat the hell up with injuries, in Miami's case, the quarterback who appears to be the only person who can run that system right. And in the Rams' case, both of their best receivers and a bunch of other guys too, they looked like bad football teams. I think the Rams are the better football team, barely, with their full complement. I'm also going to go under the auspices that Puka Nacua will not punch somebody and get thrown out of this game.
Yes.
Which kind of made things more difficult than they needed to be against Seattle. I think the Rams are the better team, so I've got to pick them when it's only 1 point.
I think every year we have a team that has a record that looks like Miami's that gets in the playoffs. Now, they're 2-6. Green Bay last year, I think, was 3-5 and maybe got to as low as 3-6 and then ended up rallying in the second half when Jordan Love got hot. I think the same thing can happen with the Dolphins here. They've lost on last-second field goals, a 61-yarder by Bass, and then before that, Arizona drove in and kicked a short field goal to beat them. They lost 27-28. They're a completely different team with Tua, and it makes me think he's actually worth the money. when he's not out with a concussion, because they've scored 27 points in back-to-back games. And I think it's reflected in the line here with this basically being a pick, even though they're on the road going out west. I'm going to take the Dolphins plus one. Malzy, you get the first money ball.
All right, Pony.
This is a two-pointer.
No, I know. And there have been a couple difficult choices to make here. I've been ruminating about this for a little while. I'm between two games. You know what, though? I'm going to go with Kansas City laying a large number at home, 8 points right now against Denver. This is more of an anti-Denver Moneyball pick. These guys are the Steelers last year. They're frauds. They don't scare anybody. Their defense is really good. Does anyone actually think Bo Nix is going to go and beat a team like Kansas City or even keep it close? They ran into big boy football last week against Baltimore. And what happened? You thump your Bible. You talk about your John 3:16. And where did it get you? Nowhere. You lose 41-10. Mahomes 3:16 says, I just whipped your ass. Give me the Chiefs minus eight.
All right, I'm going to go with Tennessee on the road against L.A. plus 7.5. I think this is Mason Rudolph's last chance to keep this job because Will Levis is back practicing but not healthy enough to play, so he is warming up in the bullpen. And if history is going to repeat itself like it did last year with Kenny Pickett, Mason needs a good game here. They're coming off a win against New England in overtime. He wasn't bad in that game. He wasn't spectacular either. And this is the Chargers' number one defense in the entire league. But the number is 7.5. So I think Tennessee will keep it to a touchdown or less here in what might be Mason Rudolph's last stand. Donnie?
I'm going to what the worst game in football this weekend is on the NFL slate. It's going to be an early one. Where is it played?
Oh,
Germany?
God. Munich.
This is an absolute dumpster fire of a game. This is a punishment to that country that they have to watch this game. Giants and Panthers, 9:30 a.m. if you want to tune in back God. In the States.
Sickos only right there, man.
I'm going to go with Carolina plus 6.5. I think it's a big number for a team of the Giants' stature to lay down. And I think Carolina can hang with them in what is virtually the 2024 NFL Toilet Bowl.
Donnie, you have to pick Commanders and Steelers because you've got the Whippeal playoffs on KDKA tomorrow. Washington is favored minus 2.5 against the Steelers.
Yeah, and this could very well be a case where they see Jaden Daniels and he looks like what C.J. Stroud looked like against them last season. But this time the Steelers feel like they actually have an offense that can stay in the game and keep themselves in on the party for a little bit longer. Steelers coming off a bye. I'm actually going to take the Steelers to cover this 2.5. I think they can win the game outright. Open up the bye with a bit of a statement where the doubters have crept in on what Pittsburgh has done through the first half of the season. I think it's a big one for them. I think they get it done.
There you have it. Picks for Week 10. Thanks for listening to the Pony and Muller podcast page.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.